You are listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network, which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network at blueberry.com. That is BLUBRRY.com. Welcome once again to Big Band Serenade. It's where we meet every week to enjoy the music of the big band and to remember. So sit back. And let's enjoy the memories of the big band era. Well, welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. And this week we're going to listen to some of the great tunes of James Fletcher Henderson, one of the most commercially successful African-American jazz bands of the 1920s. The smooth sound of his orchestra gave birth to the swing style of the next decade. Henderson was from a middle-class family and held a degree in chemistry from Atlanta University. He moved to New York in 1920, intending to do postgraduate work while there working as a chemist. But he found that jobs were closed to him because of his race. He instead found work demonstrating sheet music at W.C. Handy's Music Publishing Company. He left the company to become a manager at the Black Swan Recording Company and organized a band to support the blues singer Ethel Waters. In 1922, Fletcher led a band at the Club Album, which later moved to the Roslyn Ballroom, where they stayed for the next 10 years. Coleman Hawkins played the saxophone in the band and generally is considered to be the first great saxophonist in jazz. In 1924, he hired the up-and-coming trumpet player Louis Armstrong, importing him from Chicago, where he had been playing with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. The orchestra continued to tour and record until 1939, when it was disbanded and he joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra as a pianist and arranger. This was the first time that a white band hired a black musician to appear on stage with an orchestra. Goodman even used the same arrangements as the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra had used. The band went on to become one of the most popular swing bands. In 1943, Henderson left Goodman's band until 1947, when he rejoined Goodman. He toured as an accompanist with Ethel Waters in 1948 and 49, and in 1950 he suffered a stroke and was never ever to play again. Are you ready to listen to some of his great music? Well, we're going to be listening to tunes from 1924 through about 1940. The tune is from 1924, and we must say that he is a little political. It's called the Teapot Dome Blues.
Thank you.
Next is the chant from 1926. How about Radio Rhythm from 1931? Thank you. next is My Pretty Girl from 1931, and check out that hot trumpeter. Guess who that might be? Louis Armstrong.
In pretty clothes, oh boy, she's in style, my pretty girl. Oh, how I love my pretty girl. I'd give the world to hear her say, let's go and find a bungalow. Oh, how I love my pretty girl.
How about King Porter Stomp from 1933?
Thank you.
Coming and Going, 1931. Here's a great swing tune, Jimtown Blues from 1936.
Thank you.
Makes you want to get up and dance. Well, how about Grand Terrace Swing from 1936? Doesn't get much better than that, but how about Stampede from 1937? Thank you. We've spanned years from about 1924, and this last tune is from 1940, Kitty on Toast. And I think you're going to be able to hear that over the years, how his sound smoothed out and became that great big band sound, that swing sound that we all love. That's our program for today. I hope you come again next week. And don't forget, as always, to bring a friend or friends each week to the Big Band Serenade.